I have some rock solid dating advice for women in their 30s. If you're in your 20s, I'm going to suggest you keep scrolling. This is not for you. You're not ready yet. You have not earned this yet. It is only after your 30th birthday that you are entitled to this, okay? Especially if you are a single mom in your 30s, I promise you, this advice is going to change your life. There is one thing that you can do today to put yourself first that is better than nail day, better than a day at the spa, better than hair day. Okay, maybe not, but it's a close second. Girl, if you are single in your 30s and you're tired and you need a break and you need some pampering, get yourself a man in his 50s. I am coming to you as a spicy content creator who regularly deals with men in their 50s, and I am telling you, these men want nothing more than to take care of you in every sense of the word. In bed, in life, in general, they just want to be there to take care of you. 50 plus men are the most nurturing in bed that I have ever experienced. He will treat you like gold, okay? Because he's in his 50s, and you're in your 30s, and you're a hot ticket item to that man. But for whatever reason, men in their 50s see what women go through, finally. I'm not even convinced that guys my age remember how to treat a woman, but men in their 50s? Ugh! Ugh! Typically by that age, a man has already experienced a woman who's gone through the change in her life and maybe has lost interest in sex. And so his focus kind of goes back in time to when she was younger. And girl, it's like all of his regrets about the things he didn't do back then, they just surface. Also by that point, they're like really curious about all the things that they've gone their whole life without trying. And so it's just kind of like, no rules. There are no rules here. Now you still have to be careful because, you know, if you get involved with one of those like silver fox types that like knows they're good looking, they're going to disappoint you. But if you get yourself a nice 7 or 8 out of 10, those men have figured out how to pay attention in bed. You don't have to teach them anything. They know. I kid you not, men in their 30s have disappointed me more than once. Men in their 40s have disappointed me. 50 plus never disappoints.
I do not know why she had to mention she does spicy content for a living. I guess she had to let us all know she is a garden tool. 50-year-old men can get women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and above. Sure, they can play around with 30-year-old single moms if they want. That is easy pickings, like a moth to the flame. Just bring bags of dinosaur chicken nuggets over, and when the kids go to sleep, smash the single mom, and then bounce back to your pad. That is, if you even want to play with her. I'm not in my 50s yet, I do not really have interest in women, because I am too busy grinding and working on my projects. Just remember if you smash to throw the condom down the toilet. They will go after your seed and try and get you to pay child support.